Breaking news now on KNX 1070 News Radio.
And at the moment, we now have Rialto Police Captain Randy DeAndre, and he is live on the KNX 1070 Newsline. I hope I pronounced that right, Captain. Give us an update to understand on the latest on the passing of Rodney King. What do we have?
Well, this morning about 5:25 a.m., the Rialto Police Department received a 911 call from the fiance of Rodney King in regards to Rodney being found at the bottom of his swimming pool. Rialto Police officers responded to the location and removed him from inside of the pool and began CPR. The Rialto Fire Department paramedics responded and transported Mr. King to the Arrowhead Regional Medical Center, where he was later pronounced dead at 6:11 a.m. this morning.
And do we have a cause of death? I mean, do you have any indication of what happened here? Did he fall into the pool? Was he swimming? Somebody, you know, anything at all?
It appears there was some verbal contact with the fiance, at which time she went outside and she found him at the bottom of the pool. The Rialto Police Department obviously is conducting a drowning investigation at this time. And preliminarily, there is no signs of foul play.
So no signs of markings on the body that might have been a result of a fight or anything along that line?
That's correct. There was no obvious signs of any trauma whatsoever. And that'll also be pending, the autopsy that will be conducted by the San Bernardino County Coroner's Office.
And how long will that typically take?
Usually within 24 to 48 hours.
We know how long Rodney King had lived there. He had been a resident of that area?
He'd been a longtime resident of Rialto.
And what did he do there as far as a position or anything, job?
As far as the information I received from his fiance, apparently Rodney was still appearing and doing some shows and some book signings, and that's what I'm aware of right now.
Fiance, longtime fiance, was he getting married soon, anything like that we know of?
Those details I don't have.
So as far as we know at this point, he was found dead in a swimming pool, and you said he had some words. Was that an altercation with his fiance?
No, altercation whatsoever. He had been in the patio area of the residence, and apparently she had heard him in the backyard and went out to check on him when she found him in the pool.
And was this a private home or an apartment?
It's a private home, a residence in the 1,000 block of East Jackson Avenue in the city of Rialto.
All right. Captain, we appreciate you. That's Rialto Captain Randy DeAndre joining us live on the KNX 1070 Newsline this morning, confirming the death of Rodney King, dead at the age of 47. We'll have more on that as we get it right here on KNX. KNX News Time is 8:25.